The nonprofit Goodwill is asking folks to be a bit more careful about what you drop off. The nonprofit says in recent years, its own trash bill has exploded, a result of unsellable, broken, and non-recyclable items ending up in its donation bins. As part of NHPR's climate change reporting project By Degrees, Todd Bookman has more.
I'll set the scene. I'm outside the Seabrook Goodwill. It's a bright, sunny day, and they're about to open up for donations.
And we hope everyone brings great things that help our programs, but we know some people make some questionable judgments about what is good to donate. And so we're talking about the literal trash we sometimes see slip through in the donation stream.
This is Heather Steeves, spokesperson for the Goodwill locations in Vermont, Maine, and New Hampshire. Steeves is armed with trash examples, things stuffed into bags they received just the day before.
A lampshade, which is stained and disgusting and literally falling apart.
There's a small table missing a leg, cracked Tupperware, a used sponge.
Dental medical tool.
I can't believe you're touching that.
I can't believe I'm touching it either. It's really, really, truly disgusting.
Goodwill does recycle lots of what it can't sell. It reuses textiles and refurbishes some broken electronics. But last year, it threw away more than 13 million pounds of waste, technically other people's garbage, across its 30 northern New England locations.
All this trash adds up to more than $1 million a year in a trash bill, and it's been growing every year for the past 5 years.
So what is going on here? Reagan Bissonnette is with the Concord-based Northeast Resource Recovery Association, a recycling group. She says to some extent, the useless donations are part of a phenomenon called wish cycling.
Where people are hoping that something is recyclable and therefore they put it in with their recycling. And so I think similarly, Goodwill is probably experiencing that.
We've been trained not to throw anything away, but not how to get rid of it properly. And a lot of what we buy, we don't even need in the first place. And this isn't just a Goodwill issue.
They are absolutely inundated with stuff.
Cindy Eisenhower is a professor in the Climate Change Institute at the University of Maine. The climate connection here is that landfills emit greenhouse gases that warm the planet. And a lot of what we keep buying and throwing away is made from fossil fuels. Eisenhower researches the entire reuse economy, from yard sales to thrift shops to Goodwills. The challenge is these sellers rely on people dropping off their items.
And of course, nobody wants to discourage the donations. So I think everybody feels that they're walking a very fine line here.
And so Goodwill is doing this, a bit of a media tour, asking people to be more careful. And their timing here is strategic.
Spring cleaning is always very busy. The only busier time we have is when Marie Kondo comes out with a new TV show.
Spring cleaning, yes.
Ron Davitt is dropping off a trunk full of items in Seabrook.
All is in pretty good shape. Actually, as I look at this, there's no drawer. I'll probably keep that and throw it away.
But he's got clothes in good condition, some housewares, and a piece of brown fabric.
A dog.
Oh, dog costumes?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Love it.
Very small dog costumes.
This is for our dachshund who's in the car. Hot dog.
See, this is not trash.
That dog costume will go within 1 minute of being on the sales floor.
Steve says the key question to ask before dropping something off is, if you needed it, would you buy it in this condition? Or another way to think about it.
You know, we've seen comments on our Facebook page recently that are like, if you wouldn't give it to your judgmental mother-in-law, don't donate it. And I think that's a pretty good guide stick.
Your mother-in-law? She would love that dog costume. Todd Bookman, NHPR News.